say yes. When God comes and tell you what he needs of you, will your spirit say yes?
Say yes, yes.
When your friends turn their back on you, will you still be able to say yes? When your family turn their back against you, will you still be able to say yes? When you lose that job, making figures like never before, would you still be able to say yes to God?
Say yes.
Jesus.
This time.
When the doctor come and tell you that you have an illness, you have a disease, you're not going to be the same no more, are you going to be able to still say yes? Because it's very easy to say right now, yes, God, I'll follow you. Yes, God, I'll do your will. Yes, God, yes, God, yes, God. But when that thing comes upon you, will you still be able to say yes? Will you still be able to say yes? I ask you to grab your Bibles. I'm not going to be before you long, the Lord say the same. We're going to go to Galatians, the 6th chapter. Myself, and I was stationed in Fort Wainwright, Alaska. No family, just myself. And this particular Wednesday morning, I was talking to my grandmother, My grandmother and I was tight, as y'all would say, close. This particular time when I talked to my grandmother, I said, "Grandmama, I love you." And she told me she loved me too. But it was a different way she said it. And I pondered on that thing. And Friday morning I had got a call and told me my grandmother had died. I was young and I said, "God, why? Why my grandmama? I need my grandmama. I need my grandmama." That was a hard thing for me to swallow. It took me about 6 years to actually accept the fact that my grandmother had passed on. But I'm gonna tell you something. When my grandfather died 10 years later, God told me then, because he didn't answer me when my grandmother died. But when my grandfather died, he said, "You was well prepared. Had I taken your grandfather, your brother would not be living. Your brother would be dead. Your brother would be in jail." But at that time, I still did not give up on God, because I knew one day somehow he would let me know. And I thank him. And I see my big brother. He's my little brother, but he's my big brother because he's taller than me. And I thank God every time I talk to him. Every time I look at my brother, I thank God for him. I thank God for what he was doing in my brother. I thank God for the manifestation he did in my brother. I thank God. And to hear the testimonies on tonight, to hear the testimony tonight encourage my soul. Sister Rudy, I thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for you. I thank God for your testimony. I thank God for everybody's testimony. Hallelujah. Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 9th verse. And when you have it, say amen. And it reads, "Devil, you are a liar." And it reads, "And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Hallelujah. Now we're going to go to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. Still standing in the New Testament. 1 Peter, the 5th chapter. And see, I didn't know what God was doing with me in the midst of that time. God had called me to be a part of his army while I was still in man's army. First Peter, the 5th chapter. And when you have it, say amen. And it reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for your word. I pray right now, God, that it encouraged somebody, God, like never before, God. I thank you right now, God, for your word. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. The topic for tonight, you're in the army now. You're in the army now. You are in God's army now. Because I know there were some that wanted to join the military. And the military said, you're too short, you're too tall, you're too this, you're too that. You can't do this and you can't do that. That's man's army. But God's army said, all I need is for you to repent and have a willing vessel. I just need you to repent and have a willing vessel. I need you to obey my word. Not when you want to, like Saul, but every time I tell you to, whether you like it or not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God taught us how to pray the last time he had me forth, to praise his name, to repent for our sins, to ask him for an increase of him, an increase like never before in him, and to yield to his commandments, to yield to his ways. But he said, now you in the army, you in my army. And I said, okay, God. He said, the name of this church is Church of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our general. Jesus Christ is our general. House of prayer. This foundation was made on prayer, was made on fasting. He said, "That I got y'all there. And I'm glad I got y'all there. But just like man's army, I'm going to have to do you the same way. When you say, God, I repent. God, I need you. God, come here. God, when you do that, you're opening the door for God to walk in. And when he walks in, now he's the general of your life. He's the general of your life. He's the general of your life. And you take your commandments from him. Just like the natural army, you come in, they clean you up. What you mean by clean you up? Well, with the young men, how they would walk around and they would sag pants way down here trying to walk, doing all this number like this. No, in the army, your pants are up at your waist with a belt. And you're walking like this. You're walking like this. And women, he didn't leave us out either, walking around with everything showing. He said, no, we're going to close that up. We're going to close that up because, see, God does things in decency and in order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, he's going to clean you up. And then he's going to get you fit. See, when you're in the Army, when you're in the Marines, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, when you're in any military, you have to exercise. You have to eat right. Why? Because when you get on that battlefield and you have to run, you ain't got time to try and turn and grab your friend. You ain't got time to drag. You have to literally run for your life. And you can't put everything in your body, because everything is not meant to be placed inside your body. No cigarettes. Drugs, unclean foods. Yes, unclean foods. Hallelujah. Because you can't be fit. Pork is an unclean food. And when you go in and do your research, and I dare you to go do your research, no matter how you cook pork, whether you boil it, bake it, whether you put it on fire, those parasites will never die. That's how you get so many diseases. Hallelujah. And you can't go eating donuts all the time. You can't be drinking sodas all the time because your body's not designed for that. Your body is designed for water, fruits, and vegetables. Hallelujah. Do your research. Elder Jones is not telling you something God ain't showed her, because God has called me to be a researcher. And I research a lot. In God's army, he gives you weapons. Man's army, they give you rifles, bayonets, grenades, tanks. They give you all of this. But in God's army, he give you a whole lot of weapons. And see, the thing about it is, I thank God for the Elbert Marbury Senior College of Biblical Theology. Because see, they giving us knowledge. And see, whereas we would just think of weapons, just fasting and praying and reading our word, they have given us more weapons that we never thought of. And Elder Jones is not going to tell you what those weapons are, because Elder Jones is going to encourage you to go get into the college and find out those other weapons. Hallelujah. But you got to know your weapon. In the army, they say your rifle, or we would say civilian's gun. You got to know your rifle. You got to know how to click it here, click it there. You got to know how to make sure everything is clean on that weapon. Because if that weapon is not clean, either you're going to die or your enemy is going to die. Because your weapon is not clean, and your enemy can be anywhere around, and he can shoot that fiery dart at you. And not only that, God also told us to put on the whole armor. Put on the whole armor. Put on the helmet. Put on the breastplate. Put on the shoes. Take your sword. Take your shield. Why? Because we're in the army. We are in the army. We are in the army. And not only that, he talked about the clothes too. Like I told you, I was stationed in Fort Wainwright, Alaska. Snow from September all the way to April. Beautiful place. When we went to train, we had to camouflage ourselves. Why? Because we don't want the enemy to come over and see us. So whereas Alaska is white, all our camouflage was white. We had the white netting. We had the white clothing. Why? Because we wanted to stay camouflaged. Now we go out there in all that white snow and put all this green up. That's a dead giveaway. So you don't want that. You want to stay camouflaged. You want to stay camouflaged, hallelujah. And with all of this, the army put you through a practice. They put you in a practice. They make you run every day, because you're going to have to take that test to see if you can pass running. You have to take that test to see if you can do your push-ups. You have to take that test so you know how to land nav. Because if you don't know how to land nav, you will go right into the enemy's camp and they will kill you. So in the army, they teach you all of this and they put you to a practice test. Then they put you to a actual test. Same thing here in the house of God. God gives us lessons. Sabbath school lessons, Tuesday night Bible study, and he's inputting in us things that we need to know, things we need to know. And then when that test comes, because the test don't always happen here in the house of God, it happens right out there on the job, It happens right out there with the school. It's going to happen. But God said, I gave you the tools. I gave you the training. Now you put it to use. You put it to use. Hallelujah. And the army, the natural army is a real thing. The spiritual army is a real thing. The spiritual army, hear me, the spiritual army is a real thing. Demons are nothing to play with. Satan is nothing to play with. The word of God just told us in 1 Peter, be sober. Sober means not drunk. That's sober. That's not the sober we're talking about. We're talking about a sound mind. We're talking about not containing foolishness at a time that needs to be serious. Be vigilant. Vigilant means watching out, being careful. Same thing the army teaches us. Be vigilant, because that enemy can be sitting right there behind Pastor Marbury. But you have to know it's right there behind her, and you shoot it and not shoot her. Because the devil is like a roaring lion. And see, he tells you, the devil tells you, don't come play with me. He tells you, don't come play with me. That's what a roaring lion does. He roars to let you know, don't come over here in this territory, because I'm right here. Now, if you don't want no action, stay over there where you're at. But if you want some action, come on over. And you have to be careful, because when he roars and you're not strong in that area where the devil is trying to attack you with, it's a possibility that you can go down. Unless you have that brother, that sister, that's strong enough to come and grab you up by that thing and say, come on, come on. I seen you going over there. I seen you going over there. And God told me to come grab my sister. Come grab my brother. And we're going to pray this thing through. We're going to get you over this hump. Because you know what? That test going to come back around again. That test is going to come back around again. Either you're going to pass it or you're going to fail it. Hallelujah. 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 We are in the army of God. We are in the army of God. So for those who was told you can't join the army, for this reason, you can't join the Marines, for this reason, you can't join the Air Force, for this reason, you can't join the Navy because of this reason, it's okay. It's okay. Because there's a military force that you can join. And the only thing you have to have is a willing vessel and a yes in your spirit and a repentant heart. And that's God's army. How many of you all want to be a part of God's army? Stand to your feet, hallelujah. If you want to be a part of God's army, stand to your feet.
Yes, yes.
You are a part of God's army.
Yes,
you are a part of God's army.
Yes,
you are a soldier. You are a warrior. And don't let the devil come tell you nothing different. He wears us down because he tried to show us all the good that we're doing. And people turn their backs on us. People don't appreciate us. But the word of God said, do not be weary in well doing. So you continue to do your well doing. You continue to go visit people. You continue to encourage people. You continue to do what your hands find to do. Hallelujah. And in due season, God will give you what is due to you. Pray, my strength in the Lord.
a spiritual army. You know that the army was started by the Almighty. He taught them to fight. Yes or no? And he sent them out to battle. I like that one part where he talked to Saul. Samuel went. God said, tell Saul, I want him to get ready to go and fight. Not just fight, to kill. And the thing that was so important to me, the Almighty God said, I remember what those Amalekites did unto my children. And God's remembering what the devil is doing to you, children of God. He said, I want you to go and I want you to utterly kill all of them. The same God that said, thou shalt not kill. He said, there's a time and season for everything. And we learn tonight, we're on the battlefield for the Lord. Woman of God brought us a great word tonight. God's talking to somebody. God's talking to somebody.
You've been listening to the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer broadcast, where you're always welcome to visit at 1100 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Bishop Marbury and the congregation would love to see you. And you can correspond with them at 337-238-0314. Be sure to join us next time for the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer broadcast. Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, Now SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM. You've been listening to the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer broadcast, where you're always welcome to visit at 1100 Nona Street in Leesville, Louisiana. Bishop Marbury and the congregation would love to see you. And you can correspond with them at 337-238-0314. Be sure to join us next time for the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT.